Tomorrow marks 1 year since the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a global pandemic, and for one Novato woman, another milestone is approaching. Stacy Allegro joins us now on the KSRO Liveline. Good morning, Stacy.
Hey, good morning, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
So you got COVID early on. Can you tell us about that and how quickly your symptoms progressed?
I got COVID. I was Marin COVID case number two.
Whoa.
The Marin COVID case number one was a woman that came off the cruise ship that docked in San Francisco that actually didn't have any symptoms. She was asymptomatic but COVID positive. My symptoms appeared on March 16th, and by March 26th, I was in ICU.
Wow. Wow. What kinds of symptoms were you experiencing?
So the first thing that happened was I lost my, taste and smell.
Mm.
I was eating a bag of Fritos, and all of a sudden I realized those Fritos tasted like cardboard, and I ran to the kitchen under the counter, grabbed a thing of Pine Sol, opened it up, and could not smell Pine Sol at all.
Oh, my gosh.
But that was I could live with that. It was when my fever spiked to over 101 and stayed like that for 21 days. That was tough to handle.
When did you go to the ICU?
So 10 days into my fever started climbing up above 102 and then to 103. They said, get down here to emergency or we'll send you an ambulance. My husband took me to Kaiser Emergency in Terra Linda. I walked in the doors and passed out and woke up in ICU.
How long did you have to stay in ICU?
So I was there for 7 days.
Mm. And then once you got out of that, what kinds of symptoms did you continue to have?
So I was pretty sick when they released me, but at that time it was so different. They knew so little people still might think they know so little, but actually they know a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I was admitted, people were wearing hazmat suits because they thought it was still a surface-bound illness. And so when I was released, because they ordered me shelter in place, the CDC, so I isolated for a month and a half. So I didn't see real human beings until Mother's Day, which was May. And so,
how did that impact you to be so isolated for that long?
It was terrifying. It was terrifying because I had PTSD, night sweats, night terrors. I had a lot of symptoms that rolled through: urinary tract infections, thrush. Just kept getting hit with stuff as a result of the disease, and I was up there all by myself. Now, to Kaiser's credit, they were amazing at follow-up. I probably got 3 or 4, sometimes 5 phone calls a day from different departments at Kaiser.
Wow.
Checking in on me. They also provided me with psychiatric care,
mm-hmm.
Which was ongoing for as long as I needed it. And I continue to be impressed by Kaiser's follow-up and what they've done for me as a COVID patient.
How has your mental state been? It's been now almost a year since you got sick. How have you weathered this mentally?
Yeah, so thank you for asking about that, because I think that the mental component is something that people don't really talk about that much. And I was always a really happy, outgoing person. I still am. But there was definitely a level of depression that came with it, and fear. So that now, even a week ago, I was starting to get like sort of a cold, and you just automatically go to, I've got COVID, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
So it's no longer like you can just have a regular flu or a cold or anything. People automatically go to the worst case scenario. And my doctor assured me that that would not be the case.
Mm-hmm.
But it took some reassuring. It was terrifying. So the mental component, I think people have to continue to be very supportive. Don't lighten up on the fact that when somebody tells you they have COVID, probably the worst response that people can give you is, oh, yeah, I've got a lot of friends that had COVID. And that really makes me angry, because I think that's a very insensitive response. And that really try to have a conversation with somebody that's had COVID and let them talk about it and get it out,
mm-hmm.
because it is very real and very terrifying, and to minimize it and, you know, is not a good idea.
Now, you were one of the first people who ended up being a long hauler with symptoms that continue. Are you still experiencing symptoms?
Yeah, so I have like nerve damage. So my voice, which now sounds really scraggly and sort of jumpy, I actually have a tremor in my vocal cords, which is a nerve issue that they say that some of my nerves may have been damaged by it. They're not sure what, because I never really, I used to love to sing and I can't sing anymore. I actually had a pretty nice voice. I was in, you know. So that has been the longest running symptom. And the immune system takes a long time, you know, to feel like, you know, it's really, really coming back. And I think for me to get a flu during a time last week or a couple weeks ago when everybody was wearing masks and you're not really supposed to, that just tells you still how low my immune system must be.
Right. Did you get a vaccine?
I have. I've gotten both of them. And I got deathly ill from both of them for 3 days. Now, they did say that for people that were symptomatic with COVID, that response is not unusual because I already had some antibodies, you know, from previous, and now you're putting more so that all those antibodies race at the same time to try to fight what they've put into your system. So they told me not to panic. Again, it took a couple more reassuring phone calls.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, you know, not something I wanted to, and then I was fine. So I definitely encourage, I mean, take it from me, somebody who had a bad reaction, had COVID, I still encourage every single person out there to get vaccinated when you can.
Now, you've talked a little bit about how you would recommend people sort of approach and handle a conversation with someone who has had COVID and to be kind and be understanding. What about some of the procedures that we're still supposed to be doing, even as we're getting more people vaccinated, like mask wearing and washing hands and things like that?
Yeah, another really good point. It's really essential, crucial that people continue to wear masks. You know, if you don't do anything else, you know, that's okay. But people I think are, you know, summer, you know, we're starting to get some spring weather. We're spoiled here in California. We want to get outside. We want to get back to restaurants. I think that a lot of that stuff is doable, knowing what we know now about the disease, that it is an airborne pest disease. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, the simplest thing on the planet is to wear a mask. And it's really the right thing. It's the compassionate thing to do. It's the right thing to do, even if you maybe disagree with it. Wear it for someone else. Think about the person in your life that you love the most. And if you have to use that excuse to wear a mask, then wear a mask.
Stacy, it was a pleasure to talk with you. We wish you the best and hope you feel better soon. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
That is Stacy Allegro. She was the second person in Marin County to come down with COVID-19 and ended up being what they call a long hauler.